Hello, and welcome to Soothing Pod's Sleep Stories. My name is Arif, and tonight I will be your guide as we travel to a lush, beautiful forest where we will spend a year relaxing and soaking in the seasons as we renovate a cabin home together. Before we begin, however, let us take a moment to relax and find peace and comfort in the place that we are in. Close your eyes and allow your body to relax and sink into the cozy surface you're lying on. Here and now, there are no obligations, there are no responsibilities, there is no to-do list. Now is the time to just be with yourself and to find comfort in that. By simply closing your eyes and joining me on this journey, you are already giving your body rest. Anything else you are seeking will come in time. With your eyes closed and your body sinking deeper and deeper in the surface you are sleeping on, let us travel somewhere together for a moment. Imagine that you are lying in a grove of trees in a peaceful forest. It's early spring. Beams of sunlight flicker through the clouds above, painting you and the vibrant green grass around you with a soft, golden glow. With every breath you take in, you are more connected to the beauty of the landscape around you. You can feel the soft grass brushing against your hand and kissing your cheek as the gentle breeze dances across it. You can feel that same breeze sweeping across your cheeks, your chest, your legs, as it journeys on through the forest, carrying the fragrant aroma of spring blossoms. Overhead, birds chirp into the morning air, awakened from their slumber after many months. You can practically feel the joy in their calls, and it stirs a feeling of belonging and serenity inside of you that warms you from the inside out. But amongst the birds, there is something else beautiful flitting overhead. A bright splash of orange dances across the baby blue sky. It takes you a moment before you realize what it is. A breathtaking orange butterfly, like a ray of the sunset personified. It drifts down to you gently, flying so close to your forehead that you can feel the gust of its wings. You feel your teeth unclench. Your jaw relaxes to a peaceful, natural position, and your shoulders drop away from your ears. Any racing thoughts that have been occupying your mind gently slip away, disappearing into the grass beneath you. The butterfly continues down your body, touching your stomach, your arms, your legs. Each touch is like a balm to your soul and your spirit. Your body relaxes completely, sinking into the grass. Now that we have taken the time to relax and find peace and comfort in the place that we are in, here and now, let us begin our story. It's spring when you first drive down the long, winding path into the woods on the far outskirts of the city. It's far enough away to be secluded, far enough away from you to almost forget that the city and the obligations within it exist altogether. The directions that you've printed out on a coffee-stained piece of paper crinkle in soft hands as you turn down a long dirt road, a dirt road named Lilac Lane. This time of year, so early in the spring that the trees have just begun to blossom and fill the air with a splash of color, the lilacs have not bloomed. But on the sides of the road, you can see the large lilac bushes swaying slightly in the breeze that your car swooshes over them. They are rounded bushes with large, glossy leaves. And this time of year, you can't stop yourself from imagining what they'll look like in just a few weeks' time. You glance down at the directions. Directions that were typed out to you by one of your relatives who has passed this property down onto you in her old age. She had no use for it any longer, she told you. No desire to make the changes necessary to turn the old cabin into a home. But there's something inside of you pulling you towards the property. Something inside you that aches to take something rough around the edges and turn it into a home. In messy handwriting, the directions tell you to turn left at the second willow tree on Lilac Lane. You're so transfixed by the forest around you that you almost miss the first and then almost miss the second. You come to a stop just after the second willow tree, right where a long dirt driveway meets the meandering dirt road that seems to only lead deeper and deeper into the beautiful forest. You smile to yourself as you turn down the driveway, and as you begin to drive down it, you feel like you're being transported into a fairy tale. The driveway is carved out of the trees and the forest like a tunnel. Overhead, birches, oaks, and maples form a canopy, giving you only the briefest glimpses of the bright blue sky that's beyond them. Light filters in through the trees in breathtaking rays that sparkle in the midst of the dim, yet inviting forest. You drive slowly down the road, not only to soak in the stunning nature of the surrounding, but to guide yourself around the shallow holes and puddles that have formed all the way down the road. In the forest, you see glimpses of the adorable animals that have already claimed their residency here. A bunny darts behind your car as you pass through a grove of oak trees. It stops in the middle and seems to give you a friendly look through your rearview window. A welcome to the neighborhood that is like a balm on many nerves that are frayed within you. Far off, you think you see the glimpse of a doe and her fawn. There's a speckle of white on a soft fur coat, and then, seconds later, nothing. You smile to yourself, knowing that it means their camouflage is surely working. As you continue on, the canopy around you gradually begins to widen. Ahead of the road, you can see the ends of the trees, where they open up, giving way to a large clearing. When you emerge into the clearing, the sunlight washes over you, giving you a grand entrance to your brand new property. And my, what a gorgeous property it is. The cabin sits in the center of the clearing. All around, thick woods stretch as far as the eye can see. On the right side of the cabin, a trickling creek laces through the countryside. All around it, tiny white flowers have cropped up, soaking in the nourishment of the water. The grounds around the cabin are awash in a wave of color, brought on by the spring bloom. Though it hasn't been tended to in quite some time, daffodils, tulips, and forget-me-nots paint the grass in a mosaic of nature's finest colors. With every gust of wind, you find yourself breathing in the fragrant aroma of spring's finest wildflowers. Intertwined with the grass, blankets of moss are laid across the ground. They give the entire clearing a fairy tale look that simply takes your breath away. Every part of you wants to lie down in the moss, to soak in the scenery around you, as the wildflowers rustle in the breeze beside you. But there is something else calling your attention. The cabin itself. It's a breathtaking feat of engineering. An old A-frame coated in windows on the front side. A deck rests on the front, giving you never-ending views of the stunning forest and creek beside you. It is a dream, something that almost seems too beautiful and perfect to exist. And yet, it is rough around the edges. As you get closer, it's impossible to deny that the cabin needs a bit of work. The roof is cloaked in layers of lichen and moss, some sprouting flowers and plants that reach up to the spring sun overhead. You know it's been ages since the roof has been replaced. Perhaps since it was first built, the brown exterior paint is chipping, as is the paint on the deck. And as you walk across the deck, you can see where repairs will need to be made. It creaks and whines beneath your feet, only adding to the atmosphere of the forest around you. You approach the front door, a pop of orange that rivals the brightness of the wildflowers peppered across the lawn. You glance down at the directions your relative has given you once more. The key is under the flower pot, they read in your relative's crooked, charming handwriting. At your feet, several flower pots wait for you. You smile to yourself at the lack of specifics she's included, and go through the flower pots one by one, lifting one after the other until you finally come across a large iron key. It's ancient, surely the original key to the house, and it is a nice weight in your hands. You slide the key into the lock. Excitement buzzes in you. Curiosity at what lies beyond the door and in the house itself. A house you've only heard stories about. With the click of the lock on the door, you know your real journey is about to begin. When you step inside, a feeling of serenity washes over you at once. The home smells a bit like childhood vacations, like cabins in the woods, like camps you visited on lakes. It's the smell of books sitting on shelves, waiting for the next vacationer to pick them up and read the faded print within them. It's the smell of board games piled on coffee tables with long-forgotten scores scribbled on the notepads inside them. It's the smell of homemade quilts and crocheted blankets that have been keeping members of your family warm for generations. It smells like home, and as you step inside, you have no doubt that you will be able to make it your home. The living space is incredibly open, giving all areas views through those incredible floor-to-ceiling windows that cover the front of the A-frame. To your right, a cozy vintage kitchen rests in the bright light streaming in through the old windows. There are beige linoleum floors with vague patterns etched onto them, and appliances that actually bring a smile to your face. The stove, built into the cabinets rather than sitting on the floor, is an avocado green that pops against the old wood cabinets. The fridge, too, is vintage, and the sink is rather, but certainly something that was replaced more recently than the other appliances. You tiptoe around the kitchen, glancing inside cabinets and trying to come up with an idea for the space. The linoleum pops and crackles under your feet, something that gives you hope there may be some more beautiful flooring beneath it. You have no doubt you can turn this cozy little kitchen into an updated, dreamy cabin kitchen that will be perfect for your new home. The main living area, where the couches and the dining table reside, are blanketed in a bright orange carpet straight out of the 70s. You can't help but smile and shake your head at the choice that was made. Once more, you're hopeful that there is something more elegant beneath it. The original floors, perhaps. Something a bit more neutral and neat. A large fireplace lines the left wall. It reaches all the way up to the ceiling, as much as the centerpiece of the room as the windows themselves are. It's made of stone for a true cabin feel. You imagine yourself lighting a fire in it and relaxing on the couch. You make your way up the floating staircase that's also wrapped in orange carpeting. Upstairs, you find the bedroom. It's a loft-style room, giving you those views out of the windows, as well as out windows behind the bed. It's a cozy, very usable space that ignites some excitement within you. You truly can picture yourself sleeping here, making a life here, watching the seasons outside the window. Feels like it will be a dream. You head back downstairs, taking note of the changes you'd like to make. To your surprise, the bathroom hardly needs any work. The only thing tickling at the edge of your mind, begging to be heard, is the desire deep within you to put a clawfoot tub in. You head outside, locking the adorable cabin behind you. Unable to fight your desire to lounge in the moss and the flowers any longer, you plop down on the soft bed. The moss beneath you welcomes you with a light spring, encouraging you to relax and let go of any tension you've been carrying, any restrictions you have put on yourself, whether you're aware of them or not. You soak in the feeling of the sun on your skin for a long moment. The breeze winds through the flowers and gently brushes across your face, encouraging you to sink deeper and deeper into a state of peaceful relaxation. You can smell the freshness of these flowers which have brought the first touch of color to the world after a long white winter. You breathe them in deeply. Just as you do, you hear the sound of light hooves nearby. You look up from your resting place to see the doe and her fawn approaching the stream that's laced through the forest. The doe gives a cautious look around, her fluffy ears flicking in the morning air. She nods to her fawn, seemingly giving her an okay to drink from the stream. The clumsy little fawn bounces to the edge of the water and dips her muzzle down into the cool current. She takes long sips, her tail and ears flicking as she does so. Their spirits are so gentle, their moves so delicate, that it fills you with a sense of serenity unlike anything else you've ever felt. You watch the mother and her little fawn for quite some time before they actually spot you. But to your surprise, they don't flee. The doe looks at you, frozen in a ray of beautiful sunlight, bleeding down through the trees. She cants her head to the side just the slightest, and eventually they bound off, heading deeper into the forest where they can live in peace and harmony. You lie back down in the moss and pull a journal out of your bag. One by one, you list the changes you'd like to make to the property. Changes that you'd like to get done by winter, and have no doubt you will be able to do. It takes a few weeks for you to gather the supplies, the furniture, and the inspiration you need to transform the cabin into your home. As you drive toward the property with them piled into the back of a beat-up, charming truck, you are immediately aware that it is no longer spring. Because when you turn down Lilac Lane, the quaint dirt road is ablaze with the soft, purple glow of lilacs in full bloom. They line the edges of the road, some of them even towering over the car and brushing against the roof as you drive at a snail's pace down the road. The lilacs simply take your breath away. They are every shade of purple, pink, and white that you've ever seen. The blossoms are so small that as you drive, some of them detach and pepper the road like a layer of confetti. And, indeed, today does feel like a celebration of sorts. You roll down the window, breathing in the scent of the lilacs. It almost brings tears to your eyes. The freshness of it, the sweetness of it. It makes you think of childhood days lounging in the grass with a fresh cup of lemonade at your side. The driveway leading to the cabin has changed as well. The canopy overhead is even thicker now, flourishing with leaves and birds' nests and animals' homes for the season. The puddles have dried up, and you are left with a peaceful drive down the driveway to the home you've come to love so much. The wildflowers that were once blooming on the front lawn have transformed. Daisies, black-eyed Susans, and yarrow paint the yard in a swath of bright yellow with tiny flecks of black. Along the creek, lupines have sprung to life, their purple buds reaching up and outward like a fountain of life. You head inside, mingling on the porch for only an instant to breathe in the aroma of the spring air. There's a touch of humidity in it, and with that, the fragrant freshness of the forest seems even more lovely than usual. Inside, you know what your first order of business is. You look down at the carpet, a tool in hand to rip them up, and see what wonders lie underneath. You cross your fingers as you make the first cut, and your heart leaps when you see what's beneath the 70s carpet. There's a hardwood floor, rich, dark hardwood floor in a herringbone pattern that makes you feel like swooning. It's caked with layers of dust, with particles of fabric and material that were buried beneath the carpet long, long ago. But you've never been so happy to see something like this before. You open the windows of the house, allowing the summer breeze to sweep through the room as you work throughout the day. You truly feel like you are living inside and outside. It feels like you could reach out and touch the forest absolutely any time that your heart desired. You spend the morning and afternoon peeling away the carpet bit by bit. It's a cathartic act, one that is soothing and comforting to watch. You slice the carpet, then peel it back. Slice the carpet, then peel it back. It's like peeling a sticker of a fresh piece of fruit, seamless and satisfying. You lug the old carpet and kitchen linoleum outside to be thrown away, and when you re-enter, you are met with your first image of the floors in all their glory. The pattern of the hardwood makes you breathless. It isn't flooring. It's a work of art in every way imaginable. You grab a bottle of hardwood floor cleaner and get to work. With every swipe of your cloth, the dingy floor is transformed into something alive, something that makes the whole room glow. The richness of the wood is revealed, and though it takes you all day to make your way across the floor, you feel a sense of accomplishment and belonging. As you work, you can hear a roofer working on repairing the old roof overhead. Though you aren't talking to one another, it almost feels like you are making music together. You brush, brush, brush the floor, and she cracks, crack, cracks new shingles into place on your roof. There's unity in your actions. Two people working on improving something that is already amazing. When the afternoon finally sweeps across the property, the entire room is bathed in an orange glow. You sit on your beautiful hardwood floors, exhausted and blissful. When you've soaked in their beauty enough, you take a moment to sit by the creek. You listen to the creek peacefully bubbling as it meanders through the forest, and in the distance, you see something that fills your heart with joy. The same fawn and mother. Only this time, the fawn is much larger and has clearly gotten a better handle of its coordination. You smile as you watch it dreamily make its way across the grass. Its mother following behind with quick, light steps. For the whole summer, that is your routine. You arrive in the early morning to do the usual work. With the floors done, you move on to bringing in furniture and appliances. You decide to leave the avocado-colored appliances, but know that painting the cabinets is in order. You replace the sink with a large farm sink on a rainy summer afternoon. With the windows open, you truly feel like you're in a novel. The rain drizzles over the brand new roof and plop plops into the grass below you as you work on replacing the sink. And then, before you know it, autumn is upon you, and it is perhaps the most beautiful autumn you've ever seen. The forest is alive in a way that is completely different from summer and spring. The leaves awash in an array of orange, red, brown, and gold. As the sunlight catches them, it makes the entire tree glow as if it is beautifully ablaze. As you drive down the winding driveway, mushrooms sway on the side of the road from the movement of your car. Ferns you've never seen before pop up all through the forest, inviting critters to snack on them or store them for winter. And for autumn, you only have a few specific things in mind for the home. With the floors set, the roof and deck repaired, the appliances functioning, now you have your mind on the aesthetics, on things that will make it feel more cozy. One fall afternoon, you line the floor of the kitchen with a drop cloth. As usual, all the windows are open. You soak in the aroma of autumn, of the leaves piling up on the soft, cold ground, of mushrooms popping up from the earth, of fresh apples that have fallen from the apple trees at the edge of the forest, begging to be made into a pie. You breathe in that soothing scent as you stain the cabinets a deeper, more vintage brown. With every stroke of your brush, you watch as the cabinets are transformed. You smile to yourself as you work. Vintage autumn music plays out from a radio you've placed above the fireplace. A fireplace that will be ready to light any day now. You spend the rest of autumn tidying up the home, painting, and preparing it for winter. There's one thing on your to-do list tugging at you, begging for your attention. And as more and more leaves fall from the trees, you have a small concern it won't get done this year. But then, one day, you find it, exactly what you're looking for. At an antique mall down the road, a gorgeous clawfoot tub is for sale. Thrilled, you offer to buy it, and the antique dealer delivers it to your home. With some skilled friends on that particularly chill fall afternoon, you get the clawfoot tub set up in the bathroom, right in front of the beautiful window that looks out into the secluded wilderness. You feed your friends with fine drinks and wonderful autumn treats, soups, stews, fresh homemade bread, and apple desserts from the nearby trees. When they go home, you stand and look at the cabin with a smile on your face. You have no doubt now it is ready for winter. Satisfied with all your hard work, you run a bubble bath and slip into the tub that you've longed for since the moment you first walked into the house. As you sink into the warm bubbles, feeling accomplished and full of love, something outside the window catches your attention. It's the fawn and her mother. Only the fawn is no longer a fawn. Her flecked white coat has been replaced by a tawny adult coat, a sign of the time that has peacefully passed for all of you in the forest. As you lounge back, admiring the beautiful deer, a single snowflake drifts down from the clouds overhead. You smile to yourself, knowing in your heart that this will be a perfect home for winter, a perfect home for the rest of your life. I hope you have enjoyed this sleep story, and it has brought you a night of peaceful, restful relaxation. Please join me again tomorrow night for another sleep story. Until then, sweet dreams.